In this close-knit Denver family, Love is Truly Blind by Terry Cotton. From the editor, this article is reprinted with the permission of the Denver Post, its author, Terry Cotton, and her daughter, who is both the photographer and the inspiration for this article, Jamie Cotton Walker. It appeared on March 27, 2014, and does a tremendous job in describing Ina and Brent Bertrand and the role the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind plays in their lives. When Ina, Irahita, and Brent Bertrand met in May 2001, just days after arriving at the Colorado Center for the Blind, it was love at first sound, they said. They loved one another's voices. But then Brent, who has limited tunnel vision, took off the blindfold required of every new student to fill out some paperwork. When he saw Ina for the first time, she was so beautiful, he said, I knew she was out of my league. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Ina, Brent, and the Bertrand children on a city bus. Today, the two are married with five-sighted children, two-year-old twins Noah and Roman, Olivia, 4, Sienna, 7, and Gavin, 8. Brent, 43, supports the family with a full-time job as director of youth programs at the Colorado Center for the Blind. Ina, 38, cares for the children and can often be seen using the city's bus system, the twins in a buggy, and the other three in tow. Irahita cares for their children in their Littleton home, where love and humor are in abundance. In their boisterous Littleton household, love and humor go a long way, and every day brings a new parenting challenge. For the most part, they do respect what I say, said Ina. It amazes me that they're so young, and they understand it's for their safety. They're my life, Irahita says. Everything revolves around them. Others who know the Bertrands agree. They never miss a school function, said Marcy Guthrie, Sienna's second-grade teacher at Highland Elementary School in Littleton. They're all about their kids. When Brent spoke to Sienna's class about being blind, he brought books about blind people, a Braille calendar, and a Braille alphabet card for each student. When he came to school and talked, he had such an easy way with the kids, making jokes, making light of things, she said, and making the kids understand that just because I can't see doesn't mean I'm not just like you. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Brent playing baseball with Gavin and Sienna. Blindness doesn't slow down for this family. They ride bikes and play ball together. Sienna plays on a softball team. Gavin plays baseball, and Olivia is in gymnastics. On a recent weekend, Brent stayed home with the twins while Ina took the other three swimming. When the school held its annual Highland Hustle, a run for which the children train, Ina came and ran with the children, Guthrie said. Difficult early years. Ina, herself, wasn't always so positive. Born in El Salvador, she immigrated to Los Angeles with her mother, brother, and sister when she was 5. Ina was the oldest child, and her family was not affectionate or understanding. When she realized she was losing her sight, her mother told her to stop complaining. After she failed a driving test out of high school, Ina was referred to an ophthalmologist and diagnosed with dominant optic atrophy, a rare condition that has left her with limited peripheral vision. I had been working in the hospitality industry, at the reception desk, but my sight became a barrier, she said. I tried to joke about it, but it was no longer funny. At the age of 25, she arrived at the Colorado Center for the Blind, hoping to learn Braille and computer software skills so she could return to the hospitality industry. She wasn't thinking about a family. Brent grew up in Maine as an only child. He wanted to be a teacher, but the parents of one of his good friends were both teachers and discouraged him, so he majored in math and went to work at a grocery store. I was moving up the corporate chain when I began having trouble seeing, he said. I was put on disability and in 1997 was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, a condition he calls a family heirloom. I've probably had it since I was a kid, he said. I loved baseball but was a terrible hitter in Little League. Later, after I was diagnosed, I was bouncing from job to job and very depressed. My uncle quit working at 27. My father quit at 30. Neither ever went back to work. It was pretty hard to think I'd never work again. After he met Ina, the two began going to Colorado Rockies games and out to dinner. Both graduated from the center's program that October, then moved to Maine and got jobs at call centers. They continued dating and married on May 10, 2003. A year later, they returned to Colorado for Brent's job. Independence Training Program. The Colorado Center for the Blind's largest program is the Residential Independence Training Program for adults, the one in which Brent and Ina met. The center also offers programs for students of all ages, senior citizens, and support for the families of those with vision impairment. Executive Director Julie Deedon said she was very excited about the opportunity to have Brent back. When he was a student, he was a mentor to a couple of our other students. He would volunteer to do some teaching in cane travel. I was very impressed with that. After directing that program, Brent became Youth Services Director in 2008 and significantly strengthened those programs, Deedon said. Brent has a lot of creativity and a lot of passion for his work. We're serving more people and doing a lot more innovative types of things. The quality of what we do has really grown. That's exciting. He has all kinds of contact with universities, colleges, and professors in the area and has put together some very exciting programs for our blind kids. Earlier this year, Brent arranged for Arapahoe Community College biology professor Terry Harrison to guide students at the center to dissect sharks. It's pretty unique to give them this opportunity, said Harrison, who is in his third year of working with the center, thanks to Brent. I tend to think about my words a little harder and make it a little clearer. Other than that, they're just like any other students. For his part, Brent gets to be the teacher he always wanted to be and have the size of family he always wanted. Bonus family. We wanted 4 children, and we got a bonus, Brent jokes about the twins. When Ina was 2 months pregnant with the twins, Gavin saw the ultrasound and exclaimed, "Wow, there's 2. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The Batron family out for a walk, Ina and Olivia in the lead, Sienna and Gavin lagging behind, and Brent with the twins in the stroller bringing up the rear." The Batrons admit that money is tight, but say they're willing to sacrifice for their children. There also are many things they can do that cost very little. One evening, Sienna and her dad took the bus into Littleton to see a dress rehearsal of the musical Annie. The center gets free tickets to dress rehearsals, and Brent wanted Sienna to see it. Gavin brags about beating his dad at video football, but said one of the things he likes best about his family is their New Year's Eve tradition. We play Monopoly, then watch the ball drop. We have sparkling cider. Photo showcase. Sienna stands in the refrigerator to find ingredients while Ina cooks. Sienna and Olivia are learning to cook and bake from their mother. Sienna likes playing school with Gavin, Olivia, and Brent. All the older children have chores, although Ina smiles when she said they tried childproofing the house and the children just worked together to dismantle it. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Ina and the kids leave the house for the day." Brent said he thinks Ina's skill with the children comes from her own childhood. She wants the opposite for her children, and so she gives lots of love and kisses. Ina said she appreciates Brent's sense of humor. "We do a lot of joking," she said. "We do discipline with humor, a lot of humor." That's not to say they never get angry. When Ina was 7 months pregnant with Gavin, the doctors ran tests to see if Gavin would suffer the same condition as either of his parents. That irritated both parents. "If he is born blind, who cares?" Brent asked. What better situation for him to be born into than two parents who understand blindness? A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Ina crossing the street with her 5-sighted children." That prompted Brent to begin offering training for Denver area medical staffs. "Blindness is not a disease," he said. "If an ophthalmologist diagnoses a patient with vision problems, then we can be a resource." While helping with homework, both parents strive to let their children work things out for themselves. They work hard to teach independence, but don't want their children to be afraid to ask for help. "We know enough blind people who put leash-like belts on their kids," Brent said. "Ours are holding hands. They respect traffic. They're walking or on the bus. They're a lot better behaved around traffic." Center Director Deedon said the Batron children are great, great, great kids. "They're very social and always excited about something," she said. "Ina always has them out and about, which amazes me because I don't think most moms would want to take 5 kids with them everywhere. These kids have already learned so much about the world and its diversity, and that's very valuable." Consider a charitable gift. Making a charitable gift can be one of the most satisfying experiences in life. Each year, millions of people contribute their time, talent, and treasure to charitable organizations. When you plan for a gift to the National Federation of the Blind, you are not just making a donation, you are leaving a legacy that ensures a future for blind people throughout the country. Special giving programs are available through the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Points to consider when making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind. Will my gift serve to advance the mission of the NFB? Am I giving the most appropriate asset? Have I selected the best way to make my gift? Have I considered the tax consequences of my gift? Have I sought counsel from a competent advisor? Have I talked to the NFB planned giving officer about my gift? Benefits of making a gift to the NFB. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Receiving income tax savings through a charitable deduction. Making capital gain tax savings on contribution of some appreciated gifts. Providing retained payments for the life of a donor or other beneficiaries. eliminating federal estate tax in certain situations, reducing estate settlement cost. Your gift will help us make the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, provide hope for seniors losing vision, promote state and chapter programs, and provide information that will educate blind people, advance technology helpful to the blind, create a state-of-the-art library on blindness, train and inspire professionals working with the blind, provide critical information to parents of blind children, mentor blind people trying to find jobs. Your gift makes you a part of the NFB dream.